So this is TV West Saves the World, episode 13. And with us, we've got Trayton and Connor.
Hello.
And Carrick.
Howdy.
And Tarek. And Bach is here in perpetuity.
I think right now, one of the biggest things with Salt Lake City, I think, is the concern of the homeless population.
Okay.
That's kind of, you know, serious.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I think we're up to 5 deaths, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So there's 846,000 cases, 41,500 deaths, and the confirmed recovered cases is around 200,000.
Hey.
So.
What is a half death?
What do you mean a half death?
You said there were like 41,500.
41,500.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so 41,482 is so close to 41,500. I just rounded up. And also, the curve is nearing its peak. So from like March, just since the beginning of March, March 1st, there were 3,000 deaths, and as of today, there's 37,000 deaths, so it's really gone up exponentially, and flattening the curve isn't really working so well. So, yikes. Let's see what the CDC says. So, in the U.S., we've got almost 3,000 deaths, and we've got 163,500 cases confirmed. And 3,000 of those are community spread. We've got 806 reported cases, and we're not the worst. I think the worst is like New York and California and Massachusetts, but we are pretty bad. We're like right there in the middle of, 501 to 1,000. The numbers are not looking very good, but I guess we're all doing what we can.
Yeah, like if you're making a tier list based on best to worst bottled water.
I mean, Fiji's got to be up there, you know?
Yeah, Fiji's definitely up there.
Boss, bro.
So, for the curfew, they started that curfew, and the only exceptions to the rule is anyone who has a working job right now, any of the jobs that are currently facilitated to work. So, for example, like I work at a fast food company, which means I'm legally allowed to, you know, go wherever and do my thing. Mm-hmm. I think in terms of the people that need to do certain things that aren't considered, you know, along those guidelines, I think there's some holes with that, and I think that's something they could definitely fix.
Right, so like the essential companies. It does count, Mr. Buck. I'd say sparkling water is definitely in that category.
It was on the news. I forgot where I got it, but like they were discussing it, and then like a bunch of news articles started posting about it.
I see. I can't find anything about it.
Yeah,
it was really difficult for me to find too.
The only thing I can find is the juvenile curfew in the bills.
Yeah, which is something else, not even related to the virus.
Oh, right.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, it says actually, it says that rumors about curfews or a complete state shutdown are false. There's no intent at the present time for any kind of curfew or quarantine to lock up people. Want people to have as normal a life as they possibly can.
Wait, did you start recording?
Yeah, so the whole thing is recorded.
Well, I know, it's just I saw the little notification thing that says started recording, and I thought, weren't we already recording? That's why I was confused.
Yeah, that pop-up thing is just because they have to get your consent to make sure that you're willing to be recorded. So I guess the Navajo reservations are in a curfew. And it's a stay at home, and you can leave. So let's see, stay at home order exceptions. You can leave for food, medicine, or exercise. And so I think we've got the stay at home order is at a city level for Salt Lake. And a state level. So, okay, here it is. The mayor, Aaron Mendenhall, issued a stay-at-home order on Friday. That was last Friday, with exceptions for grocery shopping, medical care, and outdoor recreation. Which, to be honest, actually is not.
That's basically what all the common needs are, anyway.
All right. Like, I think that's mainly. Yeah. I think the main reason that those were the exceptions is because they just don't want people like just driving for the sake of driving and like putting themselves unnecessarily at risk unless like you need to do something.
No, but what I'm saying is like typically when you go out and you're driving to do things, that's typically what I drive out to go to anyway, right?
Recently, there has been a major development in the Garfield sphere. Now, as all of you may know, recently, a few months ago, the Garfield brand was bought by the company Viacom, and a series is in production for Nickelodeon. But even more interesting than that, I'd like to mention. Now, for months, the last post on the Garfield Twitter and on the Garfield Instagram had been since August 12th, 2019.
It was a month,
a drought with no new Garfield post. Now, on the Twitter, there was a small post, a little Garfield safety thing on February 11th, but right after, nothing. Until March 23rd, when our beloved Garfield finally returned on both Twitter and his Instagram, and this is the post he returned with. Are you going to sleep all day? All in favor?
I love you. I love your Garfield voice train. It's so great.
It really reminds me of Garfield.
There's a constant post on both. The king has returned. Garfield is relatable. I can't lie here like this much longer. 2-3 weeks tops. And his most recent post as of 23 hours ago. The cat is out of the bag. The dog is there too. Now, here's the thing though. There's something interesting I'm going to point out with both of these accounts. First off, the Garfield Twitter has started replying to people. He's actually started going out of their way to reply to people's comments, something you wouldn't find on the old Garfield account. You can see this post on the Twitter with this drawing of Garfield. They say, really captured the belly. And on the Instagram, this has been happening too. Let me show you.
Perhaps it's just a coincidence?
I feel guilty because this is making me laugh.
The Garfield account seems to be under new management due to what I told you, the Garfield brand being found out by Viacom. So maybe they've put a new sort of head in charge. But look at this. On this post, someone said, Garfield, can I get a reply to motivate me to do my schoolwork? And Garfield said, do your schoolwork or else no lasagna. Now, there's another. So that's interesting. There's more interaction on the account now. Before, it was just posted an image, that's it. But now, the Garfield brand is interacting. And that I find very interesting and very happy with this change. Now,
can I go now?
Trayton, I have a question. Can I just say it?
Yes.
Why is this important? Why should we care about the added activity on the Garfield?
So Garfield's completely disappeared, and now it's finally returned, which seems to suggest a resurgence in the Garfield brand. You know, Garfield's coming back. It was since it's been bought by Viacom. It's finally, new changes have been happening. We're getting a new TV show for Garfield. The Twitter and Instagram is back. Garfield is finally returning, and I love it. Now, let me show you something. Now, the Garfield head banner, that's the most interesting thing. Now look, you can see a little Nickelodeon logo on there. Means pretty much confirming this account is now officially connected with the Nickelodeon brand, with Viacom, since Viacom has bought the brand. So they're essentially, so this could be the main reason why it's been brought back, essentially teasing the show once it comes out.
Okay, now, this is a great podcast. I think we're done here. Goodbye.
I need to wrap it up, Tarek. All right.
So, Trayden, why did it take you 7.5 minutes just to tell us about the Garfield social media accounts? Because honestly, I don't care. And I don't think anyone else does either.
In conclusion,
I kind of care.
In conclusion, let's wrap this up.
You're not helping, care.
In conclusion, let's wrap this up with some funny Garfield replies. Go ahead and give Garfield a big lick, Cody. No, Odie, do not. Get that dog out of here, Garfield. Just kidding, he can go exist. But Garfield gets the lasagna, 100% for Garfield, 0% for Odie. Garfield, please say hi to me. Hello, man, waving emoji. Can you please reply? This is very important news. Anyway, yeah, so this has been, we're seeing a new generation, a new chapter in Garfield history, and I'm very excited to see what happens.
Carrick and Connor, what is your favorite brand of bottled water?
Well, I don't really drink bottled water, but I'd say my favorite is the one that's like, it's like squishy. Like the bottle is squishy.
That's like the majority of bottled waters.
It has a mountain on it.
That isn't that Fiji? Or is that no, that's Aquafina. Is that Arrowhead? Aquafina. What's the one that starts with the D?
I found it. It's Arrowhead.
Arrowhead, there we go. They're the ones who have like the revolutionary bottle caps. Like, isn't it interesting how they try to like market the bottle cap as like a revolutionary invention? Like, hey, we got a bottle cap that stays open when you flip it. That's why you should buy our water that's $5 more expensive than every other kind of water.
You know, I just like theirs because you can like square people with it.
Yeah, you can square people with it.
A revolutionary invention.
Well, for me, I don't really have a water brand. You want to know why? Because I drink all my water out of this Garfield and Odie drinking glass with candle. Now on it, you can hear him say, squeeze your...
Okay.
So
that's pretty cool.
I think that's the water brand that tops the tier list.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I like Fiji mostly because I only drink it on a plane trip, which is not very often, and it's like the only kind they sell, but like it's twice as expensive as it normally is, which is already a lot. What about you, Connor?
So you could call me a water enthusiast. I know my water very well. I know the perfect water. Perfect water is, let me look up the perfect water. Hose water is very decent.
It says that the best water, the first one that comes up in the list is Fiji. It's funny. There's also like Hint water, Creed Royal water.
Oh, this is kind of cool. I found this thing called dry water.
Wait, what? Is that like dry ice?
No, it's like powdered liquid.
It's a water air emulsion in which tiny water droplets, each the size of a grain of sand, are surrounded by a sandy silica coating. So it's like a little. Is that edible though? It doesn't seem edible.
I think it's edible.
Oh my gosh! One of the questions when you search up dry water, it says, "Is water wet or dry?"
It's wet.
No, water isn't wet because it's a liquid that wets things.
Oh my goodness.
When you come in contact with water, you become wet. Until then, water is liquid if you are dry. It may sound like a contradiction in terms, but scientists have created dry water. In 2010, they created this. It resembles powdered sugar and is basically a way for you to, transport water without making something wet. It's like the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
Can we stay on topic?
Wait, so I have a question though. Does sparkling water count?
I think sparkling water counts because it's all it is it's just water and they add carbonation to it. So it definitely counts, yeah.
All right. I really like the Pellegrino stuff.
Oh, the fancy stuff.
Yeah, I really like that.
Those are decent.
Yeah, those are pretty good. I also like when they come in the glass bottles. They actually use those as soap dispensers. Pretty cool.
Soap dispensers. You can't drink soap.
I mean,
you can. But should you?
Water never hurt nobody.
No, I mean, and also, quick PSA, remember to wash your hands, guys. 20 seconds, both sides of your hands. Remember to get under your fingernails, in between your hands, and rub your thumbs, and remember to get all the way down to the wrists.
Double
Did
PSA.
Somebody say shady?
I did, and now I regret saying it. No safety gym, and no safety gym here. Safety gym is not allowed. I think that just about covers the water argument. I don't know, maybe Mr. Baca's advice with Baca segment today is sponsored by dry water.
Sponsored by dry water.
I don't know, Mr. Baca, do you want to do your advice segment now, or are you available?
I think I'm available. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
You're just fine, loud and clear.
We can hear you.
Well, good times. Today's advice is, of course, related to the very unique times in which we live, where everybody is hunkered down inside of a basement, trying as best they can to learn how to learn and live and everything else. And today, my advice is answering the question, how do you get in touch with your teacher? Now, before we go any further, I don't know if any of you have had this experience where already you've been trying to do some of these crazy online lessons and you've had a question you need to ask somebody. And normally in a classroom context, you just walk up to someone and, you know, tell them what's on your mind. But how do you do that these days? Has anybody been in that position recently?
I have, but usually like they've actually requested not to email them or send them messages, and it makes it more difficult.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was not expecting that. So here's kind of the complicated thing. It's not only are you not able to see someone, but it's also at different times. So here I think is the important thing to remember is everybody is on a very different schedule because not only are teachers at home teaching, but in many cases, they've been asked to teach their own children as well. So it's really hard for people to get in touch with one another. So my only advice for you is when you inevitably have to send an email, make sure you include lots and lots of information so your teacher can be helpful. Anybody else have any tips on how to get in touch with or how to best communicate with your teachers during these times?
Get a pigeon.
Get a pigeon. That's a good idea. Although they could carry the disease.
Yeah, that's the only downside.
Okay, get a cow. Get the cow. Give it a car. Send it to the teacher.
Any physical object can be contaminated.
I think an actual tip would be just make sure you get as much information as you can before you go around asking them, because oftentimes when you ask them the question, it'll take them a while to respond, and then you won't get an answer to your question for a while. So it's best to, like, for example, I looked around on Canvas and I couldn't find something. I emailed my teacher, and then by the time my teacher wrote back, I'd actually already found the thing. And when she responded, I was like, oops, I already found it. it's not as easy because we have to deal with asynchronous messaging instead of just instantaneous communication back and forth between people.
Yeah. Hear me out.
No.
Give the pigeon a laptop and have the pigeon send the email.
No, I've seen this. There's like a book called like Don't Let the Pigeon Have a Laptop or something.
No, it's not.
Don't let the pigeon drive the bus.
Don't let the pigeon drive the bus. Mo Williams, Carrick. Mo Williams.
I'm fairly certain it's Don't Let the Pigeon Have a Laptop.
Okay, there might be a
problem.
Let's figure it out. Don't.
Well, this concludes our advice segment. I just want to mention our sponsor. Today's advice has been brought to you by House Pets. You can go on the internet at any time and go onto the website for a house pet, cat, dog, or exotic animal, and just enter the promo code TV West Saves the World, and you can get a discount on a lovable companion. Come straight to your home. House Pets.
How fast will the delivery arrive, considering that they're delaying deliveries for everything except medical supplies?
Just set a very low expectation when your house pet comes. Good enough.
Or what if you're allergic?
There's, the house pets that are not triggering to your particular allergy. So if you're allergic to pet dander, get a bearded dragon.
Good idea. Thanks for coming on today, Mr. Barker.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Don't let the pigeon drive the bus. Does anyone have anything else they would like to say before we bid farewell to this meeting?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain it's don't let the pigeon have a laptop.
The pigeon has feelings too. The pigeon loves things to go. The pigeon wants a puppy.
Okay, does anyone have anything to say before we say goodbye to this meeting?
Stay chill.
And stay safe.
The duckling gets a cookie.
I did not say safety, Jim. So goodbye, safety, Jim. Carrick, anything you want to say?
Yeah, I'm actually photoshopping an image right now, so the pigeon is holding a laptop, and it's going to say, don't let the pigeon have a laptop.
Nice.
Because I'm right, and I won't admit that I'm wrong.
Just remember to send that to Derek so it can go on the thumbnail.
Well, that's genius. I didn't think about that. All right, I'll make sure.
All right, and I hope that this has been an enriching experience for you all. And I look forward to our next meeting next week, next Tuesday, 1 p.m.
There is no
there. And remember to stay safe.
Don't let the pigeon use the laptop, Carrick. That's
and the last thing I want to say is stay safe and listen to the government, even if you don't trust them. Very last thing is goodbye.
Carrick, I bet you feel like an idiot now. There is no let the pigeon use the laptop. There's none.